answering her in prayer. This elderly woman told her about doing battle in the war room, her closet. She taught Elizabeth to take her troubles and her worries about her husband to the Lord. Elizabeth wrote her prayers on pieces of paper and taped them to the closet walls, and she spent regular time in this place of prayer, fighting for God's intervention in what looked to most like another marriage doomed to divorce. I won't spoil the movie for you, if you haven't seen it yet, but as I sat and watched it for the first time, along with Priscilla and the rest of my family, I was grateful for the message being displayed on the screen. Prayer really does change things, but far too few of us use it as the powerful tool it is. We don't give our worries to God and thank Him in our times of prayer. Instead, we complain and throw a pity party. But Paul instructs us to set our worries aside and go to God in a spirit of thanksgiving. What if you have nothing to be thankful for, you ask? Then be thankful for what God is going to do, because nothing is impossible with Him, Luke 1, verse 37. Be thankful that He's given you the opportunity to pray. Be thankful that He brought you and your spouse together way back when. Be thankful for the plans He has for you. Be thankful that He has prompted you to pray. Be thankful for His word and His promises. Just be thankful, because it is in gratitude that you express trust in God and His ways. As you set worry aside, replacing it with gratitude, you are exercising.